Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. And my name is Tore. Hello and happy Monday. Woohoo! It's over for a lot of you, work day anyway, and the fun's just begun when you get home. So, what kind of Monday did you have? Did you have a good Monday? Did you manifest a good Monday? Oh, you know, I have a friend of mine who kind of puts that out there for her employees. Did you manifest this day? And after a while, they would get really over it, and they didn't understand it, and they're like, oh, it's just that business, blah, 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 it's not me. Well, every time I went to go work for her, I would manifest my day, not just financially, but with little accents throughout the day, and they would happen. So if you ever have been told that manifesting your destiny will not occur or manifesting your day does not really exist, well, they're wrong. You know, that happened today. I manifested a great day and in so many different levels, and it happened. So here we are on Blog Talk Radio tonight talking about manifesting. So if you'd like to call into the show, and I have some people on switchboard already, thank you for waiting, and I'll be with you in a moment. If you'd like to call into the show, it's 646-727-2585. And before I take my first caller, I want to say thank you to everyone who let me know about my little hacking of email. It wasn't with my info@venusandvelvet.com. It was my venusandvelvet@yahoo.com. Okay, so I want to let you all know that please be careful when this was Yahoo, I'm just going to say Yahoo, or whenever your server for email says you have such amount of time to change over to the new version of this. And I kind of preferred the old version so I could see things clearer on my mobile unit, my cell phone. So, but I really needed to be careful because that's how they got in and went through all my emails, my clients, and sent in friends and sent things that were, I was stranded in the Philippines and yada, yada, yada. Please don't ever answer mail like that. I even had one such good friend. I had many call me and worried about where I was because they know I like to travel. But one such friend even was going to wire $1,000. And I was like, oh my gosh. And she said, I caught it before it clicked through what it was all about. And I realized it wasn't you. And she would have done that for me. And I feel like I'm so blessed to have a friend that would have gone to that level. But it will ask you for $950, et cetera, et cetera. I would never do that. I'm very self-assured woman. I take care of myself, and it would even take a lot for me to ask for help of any kind like that financially. So, that's just not who I am. I've manifested too much in my own life to make it good and always provided for by the universe. So I just wanted to put that out there and let you all know my apologies to any of you who are my clients and friends who have gotten that email. That absolutely was not me, and I am remedying as fast as I can. I did immediately, you must change your password. And we did hear Miss Spooky chime in, so she's agreeing. You must check your email if you ever get anything about changing the background or the form or the version of your email. Check it carefully. So I'm going to take our first call in manifesting your destiny and call her in the 818. Let's hear what you got to say. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm doing well. I love this topic. I love it, love it, love it, because I've been manifesting all over the place lately.
Hooray. She has a manifesting wand, and she's ready.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's so exciting.
Well, it's true. Thank you. Yes, it is. And thank you for being an accelerator of manifesting out in the airwaves tonight and letting people know that this is just so important that if you get up every morning and you don't expect anything, then don't expect that you'll get anything. And it'll just kind of be slumping along as it is. So I always tell people, expect something great to happen, and it will.
Yes.
And so
that is so true. Oh, I love that.
And if people are looking for help, they got to ask. You can't be afraid, but don't ask. Don't answer any of those spoofy emails. Yes, but how blessed am I that I have friends that would actually have gone to the level of putting the money together to get me home from the Philippines. That would have been amazing. Wow. But
well, you only
I'm
get
so
to
blessed.
See what it's way, so
yeah,
you're
and
that
the
person
ones
too.
I know, and I just said, but I said, you know what? I said, you're, and the one said, oh, I'm so dumb. I said, no, you're not. You're not dumb. You're beautiful, and you were just coming right from the heart space. And see, that's okay. What they wait for. They hope and pray on that, you know. Mm-hmm. A very good friend of mine whose mother has passed now, his mother felt very, she got involved with this estate and people from her old country, and she thought it was legit, and they wiped her out thousands of dollars from her bank account. And I just please be careful what you respond to and how, and let them get on the phone with you, even if it's international. Let them call you, you know.
Well, yeah, that's something.
So they,
but I do have
you have a manifesting karma with that as well. So anyone who does that, they get their karma manifested immediately. So what is your question?
Yeah, speaking of that, I'm glad that was a great segue. I'm in the situation where my father had recently passed away, and his wife is trying to fight me for my father's assets, and she's not a healthy person at all.
Right.
I'm sending her love and sending her light and compassion and praying for her deeply. And I'm in the process of going through the court system with her, and I wanted to know what you see manifesting or coming about in the next process, the next part of this process. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is not your mother. This is another woman.
Yes.
Okay. And you would be first in line if anything were to happen, correct?
Well, the thing is that in the state of Pennsylvania, my father has a will, so she went to the court and lied and said he doesn't. So that means that in the state of Pennsylvania, we'll have to split everything 50-50. But she's trying to make it so that I don't get anything. She lied to the courts and said he didn't have any children. So,
well, you know, she's in contempt. You know this.
Yeah.
She's in contempt of court.
It's become so crazy to me that I need help with, like, what the next part of this process is going to be.
Well, first of all, you know, and I'm sorry for your loss of your father, and I do understand that he's on standby with you at this moment, okay? So he says, I'm going to help because I am a medium, and I know he's all chills with you right now, honey, and he is just like, I am going to help. I'm going to sort this out. I'm setting the record straight. So, you know, there's a very fine line. People think that they can skip over, but he's showing me, he says, she's not getting a hold of herself. She's doing crazy things, and I don't know what she's doing, but he said she's doing some crazy things, and maybe that was just part of what she was doing, but he said, yes, but there's more.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but he's saying, don't worry about this. We'll get this right. My guide is showing me, this is justice slamming the hammer down and saying, yeah, there is an actual legality here that it would tie things up, but you know, it's sort of like I keep seeing it swinging in your favor because you're appearing, you're showing up, you're real, you're not, you know, buried, you're not hidden. I have to tell you, my gosh, my guide says, you know, the court doesn't look too kindly on liars like that. That's a big thing.
Will they see that she is not telling the truth? Will that come forward?
That's what I'm seeing is like, because they have to do, my guide says, they have to do a countdown of so many days. They have to look for, you know, all this information to be true and accurate. It's filed a certain way, but... You know, yes, he was married to this woman, but she's saying, oh, he had no children, blah, 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 blah. Well, when they, you know, do whatever they're going to do, my guide says dispersing things, it's like they we'll come across something, sort of like a fly in the ointment, a hair in the whatever.
Oh,
it's sort of like,
so
okay,
something's going to fall,
crack. Yes, and you're going to have to, he said, you're going to have to keep up on the work on this and prove
so
who you are.
What should I do? Because as far as his will is concerned, what should I do, Daddy? Like, should I, how
well,
can
she can't
I find
change it.
Well,
she
the thing is,
it.
How
there
can
is
I,
a, yeah.
She's saying that there is no will.
And it was registered with the state.
So how can I find it?
It's what they call, I think, not that I'm the lawyer here, I know intestate and all that kind of stuff. You're going to probably have to go, my guide says you're probably going to have to go to the courts and either get involved with a lawyer and file a petition.
We've already done that.
Okay. So you're just kind of wanting to know why
I went to City Hall. I went down there myself, physically went down there because I live across the country. But I flew back to his hometown, and I went down there, and I told him that my father has a will, but she's saying that there is no will. She became the executor because she's his wife, and they said, well, the only way to prove that there's a will is if we have a copy. I said, so it's basically her word against mine, and they said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that if I can find the lawyer who created my father's will, then I can get a copy from them.
Mm-hmm. But I keep hearing the man over here saying, it was filed, it was filed. I had one.
That's my daddy.
Like, yeah, he's like pounding his fist. He's like, I had one. Okay.
So how, I help me, Daddy. Where do I find it? Help me.
So go back to his lawyer. Do you have a way to go back to the lawyer now? His lawyer? Or his people
that handle
his thing? I don't
know. He has the information. He knows who his lawyer was.
Yes.
I don't. He was not sharing it with me.
This is a lot of conversation for a radio show, dear, and I don't really want to put it across the airwaves, but
okay.
I'm going to put it to you like this. You hire yourself a really good lawyer. You get a PI and a lawyer involved, and you knock out all that middleman of this woman who's exclaiming that, you know, you don't even exist.
I know.
So you need a PI and you need a lawyer. And
I'm going to
say
it.
This about this, because he says, you get legal.
Okay,
so what I want you to manifest, and I know you're trying to do the right thing by sending her a lot of light and love and everything, but she's being sneaky, girl. Okay, let's get real. There's a difference. She's manifesting some seriously bad karma on her.
Wow.
She knows what she's doing. She knows you exist.
Wow.
She knows it.
I'm
just going to say, please just send blessings around the situation that it sorts out and you are found. They know who you are. All right?
Okay.
Don't get too like lovey-dovey on this because she knows exactly what she's doing.
Okay. I needed to hear that.
Yes. My guide said she's being like the Black Widow, basically.
Wow.
She's coming in for that kill, like, you don't matter. And that's wrong. And that's wrong on so many levels. That's a disrespect to him, and it's a disrespect to your family.
Yeah.
So, sorry. I'm sorry for that, but I know that you're trying to do the honest thing and the integral thing, but you got to you know, you got to legal up a little, honey. Okay?
I got it. Okay.
All right. Manifest the happy ending. There you go.
I will. It's already
Thank
done.
Thank you, dear.
Thank
and
you.
Love and light to you. Thank you.
Love
Bye-bye.
And light. Bye-bye.
Okay. Whew. Okay. Well, there was a heavy question if there ever was one. Okay. We're going to take another quick call here. We have some more people online and on the switchboard. And I'm going to take a call on the 325. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, wait. Nope. Sorry. Not the three. I apologize. It's the 219. Then we have the 325. Okay. Hi. Who is this?
Hi. This is Liz.
Hi, Lee. What can I do for you?
Yes, I have a question. I'm trying to manifest of breaking up with my boyfriend because it's just there's a lot of it's like disaster, and I don't see it improving at all. It's not worth being with him anymore. It's going to be 2 years in September.
Okay. You know, You didn't sell the relationship short, my guide said. You gave it your all. And it's just not, it's not what you're, you have not received any of this in return in blessings. It's just, that's too much. So manifest this. Working with Archangel Michael, if you work with the angels at all, asking him to cut cords of negativity around you, and asking for, you know, your freedom, for blessings, and to be free easily. I mean, you have to see this. I'm seeing something about three kinds of prayers and something. So I want you to kind of, if you can, look for some prayers, something with Michael to help cut the cords of negativity, and a prayer for energy for yourself to stay positive. And then there's one, it's like just a prayer for, you know, for healing for yourself. And because you've taken on a lot of stuff with this person. I can feel the weight on your shoulders. It's baggage, big time. And, you know, it's like one thing, we all come with a little bit of baggage, but when somebody brings a pod, what do they call them, pods? Where they bring a pod to the party, time to look at the situation and go, this is more baggage for than one woman can handle.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so, but I'm seeing things being lightening up and your energy starting to change in about a week from now. So I want you to, and this is not that I always share all magical things, but when we're talking about divorcing or disconnecting and shutting that door, taking a white candle representing yourself, even you could use a little votive candle. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Votive, tea light, whatever. White candle representing yourself, a black one representing the, you know, him, the negative situation and connection. And every day doing these prayers for 7 days, you pull the candles further and further apart. By the end of 7 days, you'll see a change become a reality. You know, that prayer becomes a reality.
Okay.
How far apart
do I keep moving them until after the 7 days?
Well, however far apart you can put them. And like if you have them on a table or someplace where, you know, you just got to inch them apart little by little until they're all, you know, each day might be a little different. Maybe one day you're going to inch out a little more. So.
Oh, okay.
You go by your intention of your energy.
Okay, got it.
You're not doing harm to him. You're just releasing this negative energy. Okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
Blessings to you, dear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Okay. Oh, no. We have another. Okay. We have so many calls because I know that was. My guy said this is going to be a popular subject tonight. I believe him. So before I take a quick break and take more calls, I am going to share with you. 219. I'm going to share with you something about my calendar. If you go to the website, it's finally up and fixed now with the month that I'm in July. And also, we have an update on the Witch's Ball, which is less than 100 days away. It's less than 99 days away. You'll see the new location, and then the early broom specials are up. So if you're wanting to come to the Witch's Ball, it is Friday, October 23rd. And got a lot of great stuff kicking, and I'll share more with you on that. Entertainment, great food, some prizes, and ritual, and just all kinds of good stuff. So I manifested a new location when the old location had to go bye-bye, and it was nothing on my end. So I was like, okay, Creator, help me out. Help me find where I need to go. And that's where you have to tune in and listen to this. You have to just stop all the noise in your head and don't throw yourself into panic overdrive. Because trust me, this is a big ball. You know, it has to hold X amount of people in the location. So I said, okay, just help me find the place. Show me. And for some reason, I flipped to my Facebook. I'm like, what am I doing here? And I'm looking all around my area. And I see a friend of mine, and I look at the look at this website, and I notice my friend's name is on that website as well. And I'm back at Facebook again. It was kind of like my phone doing flip-flops. So that was my message. You have a friend who works for the city of Sanford, and she can enlighten you to a new location. And sure enough, I do have a friend who works for the city of Sanford, which is Greater Orlando area, by the way. And it happened. So on one day's turnaround, made the call, boom, threw the deposit down, all good to go. See, this is what I'm talking about, creating the good energy. And we don't need to get all strings, all attachments to it, like, oh, but what about if this happened? Forget what if. Start getting positive and waking up realizing that every day matters, and you must manifest the positive energy, the day to be a good day, a great day. And not just for yourself, how about for others? That way you're promoting the energy. Gonna take a, we got a one more call before a break, and then hang in there, guys, because I know you're listening. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemaria. How can I
how are you?
Service to you tonight? I am well, thank you.
I guess my destiny was a friend of mine. What is
are we talking about a love interest, Maria?
Yep, love interest.
Okay. Okay. So, are we already in? We're already involved then, yes?
I'm in one location. He's overseas.
But, okay. But you're already connected in and such. So
right, I did a
manifesting. What is it? Yeah, so what is it you'd like to ask about this?
When is there anything going to happen soon? Like, when is it going to start or communicating? And I haven't communicated for a little bit now.
Well, let me see. Yeah, well, this is like why we have this show happening tonight. Because it's a lot of this is up to you. Because I see like a new start, a new beginning happening. And you have to start visualizing yourself in that mode. So are you talking about traveling over there?
I just came back almost a year ago. So I've been there for the last 3 years. Basically, I go back and forth.
I see. So, all right. So you're waiting for this to unfold into a next chapter. And I keep feeling like you have to go. I don't know why, but I feel like you have to go back there for something. Just go back there.
Yeah, my heart desires.
And just be there for yourself. No matter what, my guide says you're going to see what you need to see. You're going to have to start making plans and get on with it. Okay? And that's his words. I don't know the situation. I don't need to pry in. But I trust my guide 110%, dear. But you need to go over there. You need to be where your heart is. You need to see it, hear it, and know for yourself. And then you have to manifest. You have to make the vision happen. So I want you seriously tonight to, if you go, say, sit in the tub or relax in the bathtub or whatever your little space is. But I like water because it's kind of purifying in the same breath. I want you to sit there and relax and start visualizing and seeing yourself being there. Seeing yourself connected to this person and making the next step happen, being in a new location together, connecting in together. And if you get to a certain point and you get stuck, I want you to start revisiting the feelings of what happens just before you get stuck. Okay? And with this, I you know, you must be, my guide said, you must be completely honest with yourself. If this is you being impatient, and there's a snafu involved, or that you're just going to have to ride it out a little longer. But I see if you don't ask for what you want, you won't get what you want, dear.
Okay, cool.
I don't think it's that long. You just need to get back on that horse and say, look, this is how it is. I can't either I can live with you, I have to live with you, or I can't live without you, or I have to move on.
Got it.
Okay. You know, don't play, don't wade in the gray line, don't wade in the water. Jump in or step out.
Yeah, I did that before I left last year.
Well, you jumped in, but you jumped out.
Yeah, right before I left after a year, straight through there. So, like, yeah, I'm leaving on a certain date to go back, and you're more than welcome, or do what you got to do. He did it.
Right. Good. Well, I just know that, you know, if Muhammad won't come to the mountains, then the mountains got to go to Muhammad, as they say. Vice versa.
Yeah.
All right, my dear.
All right, cool.
Get back on it, honey. You know where your heart is.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I've got a couple more calls, so hang in there, just a few more minutes. Just remember to visit venusandvelvet.com for all your updates and information as to where I am and what I'm doing and this coming month and this fun summertime we're having. So stick around. I'll be back in just a flash. Welcome back to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. My name is Tore, and I am your hostess, or host, or whatever you want to say, your on-air personality. I think I'm a little more than the personality, obviously, today. I'm, what they say, I'm having a great day manifesting the energy that I asked the Creator to help me with today. And it was just not about blessing myself, but about blessing others. And I have been blessed tenfold today. And even with this radio show, I am still being blessed. A lot of great callers and a lot of great questions. And I'm going to take our next call now, the 325.
Hey, Tere, it's Lima from Texas. Hey, Tere, it's Lima from Texas. How are you?
I am well, Laura. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Dallas Cancer is in remission. I got a couple questions. I'm in a relationship. Where do you see that going?
Wow. Okay. I'm going for it. Hold on. Oh, okay. I feel that you were ready and that you had a really open energy and that the gods and goddesses were with you on this one.
Good.
And I'm getting a lot of spiritual chills as I'm saying this, so I do feel that you also allow yourself more every moment to understand this new person in your heart and your life. So as long as you keep a good open dialogue happening, I'm seeing that there are some really, really beautiful things ahead, so especially for this summer, and just a lot of beautiful experiences. And
you're going
to find out your talent and your gifts with this person as well, how they appreciate it. I'm going to give you a word of advice.
Sure.
Don't be an over-pleaser, dear. Don't try to be the pleaser and do everything. Okay?
Okay. Yep, I can
do
that.
Let it be reciprocated in every way. All right, my dear.
Yeah.
Well,
do you see my niece moving in with my brother, my nephew? Do you see my niece moving in with my nephew? There's a lot of custody there. There's issues there. She's asked her mother if she can move in with him. I hope that the mother's not being reciprocal about it. It's a better place for her, but do you see her moving here with my nephew?
I've got to get a minute because we've got less than a minute. We're closing out the show. I have to say thank you to all my callers first who are calling in. Thank you. Tune in. Write me at info@venusandvelvet.com if you have a question. Runor, I'm just going to say, yes, she'll probably stay right where she is. The mother may shake and carry on, but, you know, stability is some stability right now for this young lady.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tori. Send love and light.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
You too, dear. Thank you. Bye-bye. And that is all for our show tonight. And be blessed, and I will talk to you all again next week. Thank you once again for listening to Venus and Velvet Radio Show. Namaste.